Hello, and a very warm welcome to this edition of CamFM Trending. This is the podcast where we compile all the best interviews, features, and analysis from across CamFM and put it in one handy-dandy podcast feed. I'm Aaron, and today, here's another chance to listen back to a conversation that our reporter Anouk Waller-Sargent had back in November 2024. Now, you might be aware that it's CamFM's coverage of the Lent bumps this week, and this year we're giving over our advertising space to a great cause, to Clarissa's Campaign for Cambridge Hearts. It's a charity, it's a fundraising initiative for the charity Cardiac Risk in the Young, and it was set up following the death of Clarissa Nichols, who was an MML student here at Cambridge, who died on her year abroad from an undiagnosed heart condition. The goal of the campaign is to give more screenings to university students so that a situation like hers can be avoided, and it's a great legacy to leave behind. This campaign set up by her friends and now carried forward by a new campaign president who Anouk spoke to, who's Esther Magadera. It's a chat about where the campaign's going next, really, now that Clarissa's friends who started the charity have graduated, that they are, of course, still involved, and just a chat about what this campaign means to the people who run it in general. A really interesting conversation, and we thought, given that CamFM is supporting the charity this week as part of its Lent Bumps coverage, what a better time to dig it out of the archives than now. If you're interested in donating to the cause, to Clarissa's campaign, you can do so over at camfm.co.uk/donate. And the campaign, I'm sure, would really appreciate anything you're able to give. But enough from me. I'll let Anouk introduce Esther, the president of Clarissa's campaign.
Hello everyone, good morning, hope you're having a brilliant Sunday. My name is Anouk, I'm a regular presenter on CamFM and I'm here to give you a little bit of a story about a wonderful campaign in Cambridge called Clarissa's Campaign. Clarissa's Campaign was created by the friends and family of Clarissa Nichols, who sadly passed away on a year abroad in Paris. The campaign aims to raise money for ECG heart screening days for students at the university in memory of the beautiful Clarissa, and devotes themselves to ensuring the heart condition that Clarissa unknowingly had will never go unnoticed. To date, they have managed to raise over £58,000 for Cardiac Risk in the Young. This has manifested itself into screening days, which have been taking place this Michaelmas term, aimed at Cambridge's athletes and wider student body. The process was quick and seamless, with participants describing it as very easy, not at all stressful, and very nice to see others doing it, especially lots of women. It's important to take care of ourselves. They also reported that it most importantly started conversations around physical health, ourselves as athletes don't tend to have often. Very important part of being an athlete. It would be hard not to notice the impact Clarissa's campaign has had on Cambridge as a city, as a university, as a community. Stickers can be seen everywhere. There have been multiple events to raise money, such as hot content gigs, partnerships with brands such as Crew Dog and Uni, exclusive Cambridge merch being created, half marathons run, bake sales baked, and anniversary games to commemorate Clarissa's love for sport, run boogie nights, varsity articles, the list goes on. The campaign has done such an incredible job of making sure the lovely Clarissa will never be forgotten, and in doing so has created conversations about grief, mental and physical health, but most of all showing so passionately the power of community, especially in such difficult times. The campaign is laced with positivity and joy, unexpected when dealing with such a difficult subject, but it's something the campaign have clearly prioritised. Thanks to the key members of this campaign, Clarissa's memory has been kept well and truly alive. Which leads me straight on to introducing our guest for today. Here from Clarissa's Campaign HQ, I'd love to invite Esther Magadera, second year MMLer at Key, studying German and Italian. She became the president of the campaign in October, stating that she is committed to shaping a dynamic vision that drives meaningful change and generates powerful momentum for our mission. Esther, it's wonderful to have you here this Sunday morning. How are you?
Hi, Anouk. Thank you so much for having me. It's such a pleasure to be here.
Awesome. So to start, could you please tell us from your opinion about Clarissa and why you wanted to join this campaign?
Yeah, so for me, this campaign is super, super important. It really, really lies closely to my heart. I think It's the kind of thing that you hear about through friends, and it, you know, it spreads through the university. I mean, it started off from our two founders, Izzy and Jess, and they've really, 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 you know, skyrocketed this campaign. And so even though I didn't know Clarissa personally, she was a very good friend of Jess's and a very good friend of Izzy. I met Izzy on my year abroad in Rome, and we realised we were going to the same university. So she was doing her year abroad, I was doing my gap year. And we met and we were talking about Cambridge and how excited I was to go. And yeah, when I arrived, I heard the news about Clarissa and about Izzy's drive for this campaign. And of course, I mean, anyone would want to be part of this. It's such a good community.
Absolutely.
Everyone is really, really dedicated to keeping her name alive. And I mean, this campaign really benefits every single one of us. So it's a real honour. And I'm very grateful to Izzy and Jess for letting me be a big part of this.
Yeah, it's something, like you said, that comes through very clearly, but how it really is a campaign that is for all of us.
Yeah.
You're keeping us all safe and healthy.
Yeah.
And we should be very grateful.
Thank you.
What do you think the key values of your campaign are, if you could sum them up?
Yeah, so our key values also align with Clarissa's. I mean, she was such a bright and vibrant person. You can see it in everything she did. I mean, it was fantastic to hear about her, and she was such a big part of her college life and of, you know, uni sport. I mean, it's really, really fantastic. And
she was a hockey player.
Exactly, right? Yeah. Exactly. She was a hockey player. And so our key values are all about community, teamwork, working together, working as one, and driving to raise money for this, and to really help our university get together and, you know, make this a really big change and make it a standard to look after our mental and physical health. You know,
yeah.
Cambridge is so intense, as I'm sure you know, and everyone listening. And it's so important to prioritise your health. And this is, yeah, really important for our campaign too.
Awesome. Yeah, and you can really tell from the outset that there is so much joy to be had
totally
through this campaign, which is, like I said before, kind of awesome that you managed to find a way to do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's very rewarding for all of us. But what about you? What's been the most rewarding part of this campaign for you personally?
So it's been really, really nice to obviously, so it both Izzy and Jess have left university now. They've gone on to work. And this is something where I'm really, like, I feel like it's such a reward to be here and to, you know, carry on a tradition and carry on a community that they've built up. And I think it's so rewarding to see people get screened and to see people show up to our events to raise money. You know, we've recently collaborated with the new app Uni, and they're really, really helping us and driving us towards you know, a better life for our students. And you know, I really see the benefits every day, and especially on the screening days, and it's so extremely rewarding to see what Izzy and Jess have done to see it, you know, come to life.
Cool. We'll talk more about the screening days later, but for now, tell us about the new collaboration with Uni. Sounds
yes,
pretty cool.
Absolutely. So we are collaborating with an app called Uni, and we're working together with them. Basically, all of the booking fees go directly to the Clarissa campaign. So it combines a lot of apps, making it, you know, a social media and making it a way to book events and for societies and JCRs to use this app to basically create that community that the Clarissa campaign is also, you know, driving forward with. And we want to work together with Uni to promote a real, like, a social network, an actual social network between students, where the booking fee you know, benefits the Clarissa campaign. So as a student, you know that when you're booking this social event, the booking fee is going to protecting you and protecting your friends, protecting the people on your course, in your college, etc., etc.
I mean, that's a great way to put it. And especially, like I said before, it Clarissa's campaign is everywhere. You can't miss it.
Absolutely.
And getting it into the social events, I'm sure, is what she would have wanted. And especially with your Rumboogie nights and keeping it alive through social and
Exactly.
Positive interactions. You mentioned also Izzy and Jess. They seem quite integral to Clarissa's campaign. Tell me more about them.
Yeah, so Izzy and Jess are the founders of the Clarissa campaign, and they were both very good friends of Clarissa's. And basically, they were telling me that they were not even very close before Clarissa's passing. They knew of each other, and they got along, of course. But it was through this obviously tragic incident that they found such a good friendship in each other. And I think that's something so beautiful, that they found each other through this and then decided to do something about it. I mean, they really, I'm sure Clarissa would be so proud of them. And Izzy and Jess have just, you know, skyrocketed it, this campaign. And they're such lovely people. Their energy is infectious. They've got that drive and that determination that we need as a campaign. And they've set it out for us. And now that I'm president, I really want to help them with that. And I want to, you know, have their energy stay in Cambridge, even though they're not in the city. They are definitely, I mean, their energy radiates. They're super positive, super, you know, friendly and caring. And they're also women who know what they want, and they're doing it. And it's fantastic.
And behind Izzy and Jess, I'm sure there's many, many other people that make this possible. What can you say a little bit about all the all these legends?
Absolutely, absolutely. So, yeah, we've got a big, big network of people who are, you know, really involved in making and publicising these events. So CAM Unisport, they're, you know, big supporters of us. They also hosted, I mean, we had our screening days in the sports centre, and that would not have been possible if it wasn't for them, you know, giving us that space. So we're very, very grateful to them. And they also, you know, the university are really, really good at publicising our campaign, and they're super supportive. They're all in, because, you know, what is best for the students is this Clarissa campaign. I mean, we're really keeping people alive, basically. Cool. It's wonderful.
Yeah, so there's a big, big group of you. And I'm sure there's people on social media, the amount of people fundraising.
Yeah.
Must be awesome.
I mean, thank you so much for inviting us on to talk to us. It's fantastic.
How do you balance this campaign with your studies then? I can see that there's obviously a lot that goes behind it. And aside from having a great team behind you, there must be a lot to organise brand deals and sponsorships and fundraising events. How important is it to you to prioritise this campaign? To preserve Clarissa's memory whilst at the same time undergoing a very demanding degree?
Yeah, so obviously I study German and Italian, which is fantastic. It's so fun. I absolutely love the degree. And I mean, it's a very social degree. You know, you're learning how to speak and communicate in you know, two extra languages. And it's very intense, but it's so rewarding. Obviously, Clarissa did Italian as well. So some of my teachers and supervisors were also Clarissa's teachers and were also Clarissa's supervisors. So, you know, by doing this language, I feel close to the cause. I feel close to the campaign, literally through my languages. I mean, she did the exact same course as me. We had the same supervisor, the same teachers. And so, you know, it's less about balance and more everything is working in harmony, really.
Awesome. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, I don't really feel like one is taking over the other. I mean, I feel like everything's connected. And when I do my Italian classes, I'm interested and you know, I relate to her, and I relate to all the people who did Italian before. I mean, it's such a beautiful language.
Yeah.
Very, very lovely. And
I like that sentiment. Yeah, it all mixes together.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes it's hard to kind of see all of your little life events work in harmony, but I can see that this does so perfectly.
And it really does.
It's you that's sitting the opposite of me today.
Exactly. I mean, it doesn't feel like a chore. It feels like the opposite. I mean,
absolutely.
It's an honour. It's a real honour to be part of this campaign.
It's something you felt like you had to do, I guess.
It's fantastic.
But yeah, what do you think the future of Clarissa's campaign then is? Is it a sort of charity that will continue being passed down?
Yeah.
Will they continue heart screens for as long as possibly can?
Yeah. So we're predicting this campaign to just get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, how can it not? We're protecting Cambridge Hearts. I mean, we're working for the students. You know, it's a non-profit organisation. We're not getting paid for any of this. It's very much we're doing it for you, and you're giving so much back to us. I mean, it's really fantastic, and I think it can only get bigger. We're constantly raising money, finding new ways to get people together, and you know, more and more societies, more and more different events are reaching out to us, ready to collaborate, ready to you know, for example, May Ball events, they're ready to collaborate with us, and it's really fantastic. I mean, we're super happy when people reach out to us and, you know, show their enthusiasm, because everyone knows we're working towards the same goal, and that's keeping us happy and healthy. And yeah, we're really, really grateful to uni as well, because they had absolutely no reason to collaborate with us, yeah. But they understood the importance, and
I think that's a good enough reason.
Exactly. Well, yeah, exactly. That is the reason. And they, you know, we're all working together, and I think it's only going to get bigger. I mean, more and more people will realise how important this is. And yeah, we're hoping it reaches the sky.
It definitely will, I'm sure. Aside from uni, what's been your favourite collaboration or fundraising effort so far?
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, okay. So I really like the events that we do with Claire Sellers, which has happened a few times. Shout out to them. They're wonderful. Yeah, I think really getting the societies and the social aspect involved with the Clarissa campaign, because, you know, this is meant to be a vibrant campaign. We're trying to create and, you know, maintain that happy environment, maintain that buzz and that passion and that, you know, that excitement around it. And by collaborating with all of our you know, all these social events, it's fantastic, and you really see how students are in on it, and the stickers, as you said, are everywhere. You can't get away from them.
You did a gig with Hot Content, surely? Yeah, I think. Yeah, that's awesome. Really mobilising everyone that possibly can.
Exactly.
And it's really cool that it's not just the sporting community. I mean, I play rugby, so I mean, it's been massive in our community. We all went to the heart screening.
Oh, fantastic.
I couldn't make it this time around, but I will be there next time.
Next time, January.
But yeah, there's not a person in Cambridge that doesn't know about it. So I think in that way that you've succeeded.
Yeah.
How do you measure success in this campaign then?
So I think we would measure success based on the process.
Yeah.
It's not that we have an end goal where we're saying, once we get to this amount raised, once we get to this,
well,
we've
smashed your targets, didn't you?
We have.
Way over.
Yeah, we really have. But we haven't got, you know, an end goal in terms of that's when we know we've succeeded. Every single day, we feel like it's working. Yeah. Every single day, it's getting better, it's getting bigger. And it's just like, it's a snowball effect. I mean, we're just on a roll, and it's just getting bigger and bigger and better. And so that is how we're measuring our success, by the fact that every day we're talking to more people about it, more people are donating, are aware of this campaign. And yeah, we're just spreading that awareness. And so every day is successful.
Cool. I'm going to move on now to talk about the heart screening process.
Mm-hmm.
I assume you got your heart scanned.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
How was that process for you as an individual, regardless of your standing in the campaign?
Yeah, so it was super easy. I mean, it felt too easy because you think, what does that mean? I have to get my heart screened.
Talk us through the entire process.
Yeah, okay. So you come in and you have a slot that's pre-booked. I mean, it's obviously really, really popular, so you have to pre-book your appointment. And obviously, if you can't make it, there are so many people that want that slot. So we, you know, we really try to fill every single appointment. And so you come in, you know, you come to the counter and you check with them, okay, this is when my appointment is, and everything's fine. Then you you went upstairs in the sports centre. There were signs everywhere, so it's really easy to find. Everyone's there. Everyone, you know, the energy was so good. Everyone's like, oh, are you here for the Clarissa campaign? Me too, me too, me too. Let's go together.
Was her mum there? Did I
remember
that
right? Her mum was there. Yeah. Her mum was there. It was fantastic. Good to see her. And then you go, you fill out a form, and that's just, you know, checking your medical record. And once you fill that out, you just wait, and then you go into a room. You know, it's hidden, so not everyone is watching you obviously while you're doing it, and you get screened. It takes about 3 minutes. It's really, really fast. The
what
people
do they
who do?
Do
it are fantastic. Sorry?
What do they do?
So they put these, oh gosh, I can't get very scientific with it, but I can tell you how it felt. They put some, they're not stickers, what are they?
I know what you mean.
Like the, yeah. You know what I mean?
Like an ET.
Yeah, they put them on you. Yeah. I think they put about, did they put 6 on me?
But yeah. No pain, no, it's just a sticker.
Absolutely not. No, yeah. You don't feel a single thing, completely pain-free. It's the most, I mean, you wouldn't even know it was happening if you weren't sat there looking at them. But you don't feel a single thing. And, they put these little stickers on you. Sorry, I don't know the medical term. and then they talk you through it, they basically record your heart. And... Yeah. Then after that, they take them off. It's really quick. And you basically, I mean, it takes 2 minutes. Then you go straight to a doctor who sees you and talks you through what's happening, what the lines mean. And then most of the time, it's clear and you can go. And that's the experience that I had. So it was very, very quick. She was like, everything's fine. Thank you for coming. And then you leave. It's really, really fast. Doesn't take a long time at all. No pain, no stress, no emotional stress. It isn't a scary experience whatsoever. Mm. Everyone is really friendly. The committee and the people who are doing the screening, everyone is here to help you.
And if something was the matter, are you then referred to the NHS? Or to the
if something is the matter, obviously it has to be reported, and that gets taken on. I'm not sure exactly what the process is once you, if something does come up, but obviously it's very professional.
Yeah.
Everyone's looking out for you, and
Yeah, so there you go. To anyone listening, you must sign up to the next screenings.
It's so worth it, guys.
It's just 5 minutes out of your life.
Yeah, it's really, really fast. No pain.
Yeah. The campaign have been putting so much work in just to make us feel happier and healthier and more confident.
Exactly.
Because I often feel like we talk about mental health a lot, as we should. Very important.
Absolutely.
And we do talk about physical health sometimes, but there is a environment where, especially with physical health, just keep pushing on to get to that next Bucks match, to make yourself better for varsity. We don't often sit back and... I don't know, I play rugby and you row, don't you?
Well,
you cox.
I'm a cox, I'm not... That's debatable.
What do you think the attitude is in the sporting world about, heart health and general physical health? Do you think we could be doing more and have the campaign successfully...
Yeah, I mean, 100%. I don't think we can really be doing enough. I mean, your heart is the thing that's keeping you alive, you know, day in, day out. And I think it's so important just to do this quick screening. I mean, it takes 5 minutes and then you can rest assured.
Yeah.
Then you're fine. I mean,
it's free as well.
Exactly.
Something that costs a lot of money.
Exactly. And it's completely free for you. All you need to do is sign up and then you can go about your day knowing, okay, that's one thing I don't need to
worry
about.
That's one thing
I don't need to worry about. And I would say, you know, in the sporting world, a lot of people are really, you know, they're interested in knowing how healthy their body is. And people measure their weight and they measure these kind of things, but it so often gets, you know, just forgotten about basically. And so we're raising that awareness that this is something that is super, I mean, it's crucial, it's essential. And then you can be sure that that's not the problem.
Yeah.
And that's not the thing that's stopping you from improving and progressing in your sport.
Cool. And the demographic of these screening days, who was attending? Was there a particular gender bias or a particular sport, or did we really just have... anyone and everyone.
I'm not sure about the whether there was a specific, whether there was a majority or minority, but I'm sure we could find out.
Give us a little overview. It was very much like, I know loads of the rugby girls when, I think people from all sports. It's not a campaign targeted at a single sport
absolutely
or anything.
Not. No. And it's also, so I mean, it's definitely, we want people who are doing sport, especially intense sport, to absolutely be there. But in essence, it's for everyone.
Yeah.
It's for every single person, whether, you know, you're doing extreme sport every day. You know, I wanted all of my rowers to be there. I mean, it was something really, really important for me that they could get screened. And but yeah, I mean, it's for everyone. It's for absolutely everyone.
Cool.
And everyone deserves to have it done.
And how do we sign up for the next one?
So
give us an overview.
Yeah, so you... if you follow the Instagram, this is not a promotional thing, but if you follow the Instagram, you will be able to see updates and receive links. It will always be in the there'll always be a link in the bio.
Yeah.
And that's a really, really fast way to keep updated because obviously the places run out really quickly. So it's really important to get there and get your appointment booked as soon as you can. And the best way of staying up to date is by following the Instagram.
Cool. That was a very effective plug. It's a great Instagram. It's awesome.
It's
and honestly, it's the best way to see just how mobilised the community
100%.
Is. 100%. If there was a charity of the year, then it would definitely take the win.
Oh, thank you. Charming.
Yeah, no, it's really awesome. It's obviously why I've got you here today.
Thank you so much.
Do you know how many people managed to get their heart screened?
Ooh, okay.
Putting you on the spot a bit, I'm aware.
Yeah,
but.
No, it was really, really good turnout. It was more than we were expecting.
Okay.
It was more than we were expecting. I think, was it... Oh, goodness me. No, I can't say a number. It was definitely over 100 on both days.
Awesome,
but okay. I can't remember specific figures, but definitely over 100 on both days. Super successful. All the places were filled and more. No, it was fantastic. We're really, really, really happy.
And how did you feel after seeing so many people turn up?
Oh, it makes our work feel so worth it. I mean, Izzy and Jess have been hustling. They've been working so hard for this. And just being able to see in facts and figures and also in appreciation. I mean, everyone's coming up to us being like, oh, this is fantastic. Like, thank you so much. And obviously it's so easy and you just see all different types of people coming. And, you know, you were asking me beforehand what the most rewarding part of this is. I can speak on behalf of every single person involved in the campaign. Those screening days were so rewarding. I mean, you could just see everything.
Yeah.
And you could see all the hard work. And I mean, how much it pays off. It was really, really wonderful. So thank you also to everyone who did come.
How can people get involved in the campaign?
Reach out to me. Reach out to the Clarissa Campaign Instagram and we can talk about it. I mean,
awesome. It's
always good to get involved. It's always good to see what you can do. If you're part of a society or you know, you've got some events, if you've got something to do with the JCR or the MCR, please reach out to us. We're super happy to collaborate. We're super happy to get involved. I've got a massive, like, a huge box of stickers in my room. So just give me a call, send me a message. I have many, many, many stickers.
Stickers seem very crucial.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Can I ask you, how supportive have the university been throughout this and colleges?
Super supportive. So Izzy and Jess have been the main connection to the university so far. I mean, I'm pretty new to the campaign, even though I was helping a lot last year. It's only this year that I've got involved in terms of committee. So they have had a big part in communicating with the university, but they're very, very happy. I mean, the support has been unmatched and has been so, so delightful. And everyone is really on board. I mean, we've got a lot of good publicity and everyone's happy.
To end, can I ask you, very cliche, but could you sum up Clarissa's campaign and your experience with it in three words for me, just to leave us on a parting note?
Oh, so you want me to sum up Clarissa's campaign in three words?
Yeah.
Okay. Positive.
Yeah.
Inspiring. And successful.
Awesome, thank you. And that concludes our interview with Esther.
Thank you so much.
The president of the positive, inspiring and successful Clarissa's campaign. Thank you so much for coming onto the show today. I hope you've mobilised many, many people to donate, to fundraise, to get out, to get their heart screened, to stay happy and stay healthy.
Esther Magadera, the campaign president for Clarissa's campaign for Cambridge Hearts, speaking to our reporter Anouk Waller-Sargent there, who you may also know from Bops O'Clock. A reminder for our Lent Bumps this year at CamFM, our Lent Bumps coverage, we are supporting Clarissa's campaign for Cambridge Hearts. And if you feel like chipping in after hearing that conversation, please do feel free to do so over at camfm.co.uk/donate. We'd really appreciate anything you can give. Now, that's all from us today, though, on this episode of CamFM Trending. We'd love a like or a follow or all that kind of stuff wherever you may be listening. But otherwise, until we meet again, goodbye. CamFM.